Once upon a time, there was a boy called Peter. He and his grandfather lived in a cottage with a garden surrounded by a high stone wall. Outside, there was a great meadow, and beyond the meadow, a deep, dark forest. Early one morning, Peter opened the gate and went out into the big green meadow. She was glad that Peter had not closed the gate and decided to take a nice swim in the deep pond in the meadow. Seeing the duck, the little bird flew down upon the grass, settled next to the duck, shrugged his shoulder. "What kind of bird are you if you can't fly?" said the bird. To this the duck replied, "What kind of bird are you if you can't swim?" and dived into the pond. They argued and argued, the duck swimming in the pond, the little bird hopping along the shore. She crept toward him on velvet paws. Thank you. out. He was angry because Peter had gone into the meadow. It's a dangerous place. What if a wolf came out into the out of the forest? Then what would you do? Peter by the hand, led him home, and locked the gate. No sooner had Peter and his grandfather gone than a big gray wolf came out of the forest. Tried to run, she couldn't escape the wolf. He kept getting nearer and nearer until he got her and in one gulp swallowed her. Sitting on one branch of the big tree, the bird on another, not too close to the cat. Stretched out over the wall. Grabbing hold of the branch, Peter climbed over onto the tree. Peter said to the bird, "Fly down and circle around the wolf's head, only take care he doesn't catch you." The bird almost touched the wolf's head with his wings, while the wolf snapped angrily at him from this side and that. How the bird did worry that wolf! How he wanted to catch him! But the bird was too clever, and the wolf simply couldn't do anything about it. Meanwhile, Peter made a lasso, and carefully letting it down, by the tail and pulled with all his might. Feeling himself caught, the wolf began to jump wildly, trying to get loose. So the wolf's jumping only made the rope around his tail tighter. Just then, the hunters came out of the woods, following the wolf's trail and shooting as they came. Shouted, "Don't shoot! The bird and I have caught the wolf. Now help us take him to the zoo." And now, imagine the triumphant procession. Peter at the head, after him, the hunters leading the wolf. Winding up the procession, grandfather and the cat. Above them flew the bird, chirping merrily. "My, what brave fellows we are, Peter. Look what we have caught." Inside the wolf, because in his haste, the wolf had swallowed her alive.